Praise him.
Him
in the noonday.
Come on, praise him.
Early this morning. praise him.
Jesus,
blessed
Savior,
he's worthy
to
be praised.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Come on and give God your best praise this morning. Amen. Thank amen. God for his grace, his mercy, his love, and his kindness. It is another Sunday morning celebration. Amen? Amen. The Lord is so good. He watched over us another week. In spite of who we are, the Lord has spread out his grace and his mercy one more time. So he's worthy to be praised.
Amen.
And he's worthy of our praise.
Yeah.
So as noisy Christians, we ought to make some noise this morning. Amen? The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Yeah.
All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness.
Yeah.
Coming for his presence with thanksgiving. Amen. So you all in good company who love to make noise for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Doxology, praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Praise God from whom
said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord, our feet to be standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
For they and our courts is better than a thousand elsewhere.
I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wicked.
For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good.
They are planted in the house of the Lord, flourish in the courts of our God.
O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All the earth sing praises.
Let us do so by singing hymn number 97, Revive Us Again. This wonderful hymn of the church. Let us sing all four stanzas of the great hymn of the church, hymn number 97, Revive Us Again.
We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died.
Heart with thy love,
may our souls.
us prepare for our prayer. Lead us our prayer. We will have a selection. Then our scripture reading. Bless you all. Bless your family. Let us pray. Father, we come to you this morning boldly but yet humble before your throne of grace and mercy this morning to say thank you. Thank you, Master, for your grace and your mercy. God, you're so kind and so nice. Watched over us last night and all week long. In the process of closing out a whole nother month, you just keep on blessing us. Nothing we have done, said or contribute to this great favor that thine has given us. You just selected us and found us faithful, trustworthy. And God, we pause this morning to say thank you. Of a billion plus people in this world, you located us and found us favor and found us faithful and gave us favor. And we say thank you right now. Thank you for being with our spouses and our children and grandchildren and our siblings and loved ones, our church family. We thank you for blessing us down through the years. You're so good, you're so kind, you're so merciful. Now God, we confess our sins. Your word has declared, your word has convicted all of us that if we say that we have no sins, we are a liar. We have sinned, we have fallen short of your glory. So God, we come asking for forgiveness of our sins. That's why we're here in the church. We're sinful people serving a sinless God. We have flaws. We made mistakes. We're not perfect, but God, we serve a perfect God. So that's why we're here. We're trying to make progress. We focus on progression, and we thank you. Washing us, cleaning us, and molding us, and shaping us, and giving us a chance after a chance, a chance after another chance, a chance after another chance. Have mercy upon us. Now, God, we're ready for worship. We have worked all week long. Now, God, we're ready for worship. We're ready to feel your presence. We're ready to feel your anointing. We're ready for you, God, to speak to our hearts, mind, and soul. We're ready for you to speak to our situations. Only you, God, can move the mountains. Only you, God, can straighten out the narrow, to straighten out the crooked places. Only you, God, can fix what needs to be fixed. So, God, we're leaning and depending on you. Have thine way this morning. Use the choir in a very powerful way. Use the men in a very powerful way. Strengthen their vocal cords, God. Keep them zeroed in on you, God. Now, God, we pray for the people from the sound of my weak voice. Come on, Holy Spirit. Come heavenly dove with all thine quickened power. Kindle a little fire, second love in these confused hearts of ours. Come on, Holy Ghost. Move this morning. We walk by faith and not by sight. We believe that you are here. So have thine way this morning. Bless this pulpit area. Bless the musicians. Use us this morning to inspire your people to make a positive difference. We love you, God. We praise you. We give you the glory. Thank you for being here with us. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, I want to say thank you. Lord, I want to say thank you. Ooh, Lord, I want to say thank you. Oh,
song say, give up, give it up, and let Jesus take over. We're not going to give up. It's just our way of saying we're going to turn it over to the Lord. Amen. Give up and let Jesus take over.
mountain. Every now and then you just can't climb. Whoa, and you have rivers that you can't cross. And you have valleys. You know you just can't tread. Let Jesus take a hold. Take a hold of your hand. That's all you got to do. Just give up, right? Give up. Oh, and let Jesus take hold. All you got to do is just give up. Turn it over to Jesus.
And let Jesus.
Let him take over. This morning,
told me to run on, heal my body. Told me to run on, he's my friend.
Whoa, heal my body. Told me
to run on, heal my body. Told me to run on.
In the 10th chapter, the 13th verse. First Corinthians, the 10th chapter, the 13th verse. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is coming to man. But God is faithful, who would not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Amen. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, the 13th verse. Thank you. At this time now, let's get ready for our announcements. At this time for our announcements. Thank you, Sister Mike Daniel, coming for our announcements. Amen. While she's coming, let's give her a hand clap of praise. Amen. She's coming down the green carpet. Amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good to see you all this morning. Amen. Amen. The smiling faces, look at you all. Good. Like it's Easter. Amen. Like it's Christmas. Amen. Christmas in July. Ready?
Good morning, JC. I bring you the announcements this morning, but before I do so, do we have any guests that are present today? If so, please stand, give us your name, church affiliation, say a word or two if you want to. Since we have no guests, that means everybody is at home in the Lord's house. Our announcements on page 7, govern yourselves accordingly to them. One in particular this week, starting tomorrow, is our annual summer revival, 7 p.m. nightly. Reverend Eddie Thomas will be our preacher. We have guest choirs that will be singing on Monday, and I think the JC choirs will be singing on Tuesday and Wednesday. Let's see what else. Special thank you from Sister White and her crew for the summer feeding program, for all they came out and helped her. Friday was their last day to serve the youth in our community between the ages of 2 and 18 each day, and that was truly a blessing for them each day. And now on to our birthdays. Celebrating a birthday this week. On July the 27th, Shavikia Bell. On July the 30th, Tiffany Britt Morris. On August the 1st, Zantavia Kimbrough. Also on August the 1st, Ashton Cabarrus. Also on August the 1st, Felicia Varner and Felicia Britt. So at this time, JC, you know what we do. Come on, stand to your feet so we can sing Happy Birthday.
Amen. Let us stand and sing Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Happy
Bless you. Thank you, Sister Mike Daniel, for our announcements. Before you leave, hold on. One second, you got some more. Come on. Bless you. Casey, he's growing. How old is Casey now? Okay. Don't answer for me. Amen. Good job, Casey. You You're there. All right. Eight. So he started singing happy birthday when he was what, three? Two? Okay. About four? Okay. So Casey been doing about four? So about 4 years. I'm going to have to teach him how to do runs. Because I don't know if he's getting bored. Is he getting bored with happy birthday? I'm going to have to jazz it up with him, okay? I'll jazz it up with him, okay? But Brent, you know I do that? Happy birthday with runs. You know? Nikki, you know what I'm talking about? Y'all don't know how to sing. Yeah. There you go. Sister Hard Enough. You know, Shelly, you want me to try to do one? There you go, yeah. Yeah, that right there, yeah, yeah. Okay, we'll practice it, Casey, and all stuff like that. Yeah. Oh, Dr. Nichols know how to do the runs? Okay, all right, good. John Shepherd AME Church, congratulations. Outstanding Service 2026. Now, this particular person has been doing good. She's going to read it off. This conference year, a lot of pop-up stuff has happened within our church, and this person has pivoted well within our church. This person never asked to be acknowledged, always doing things not just for me and not just for people within our church, but a lot of people outside of our church and in different civic groups, different organizations across the board. And I'm so proud of this particular person, as well as our members within our church. And I don't try to go out and just select members or just select people to award them for the service, because we all are serving. But the Lord put in my spirit to try to just encourage this person to keep the wind blowing up under their kite so they can keep on flying. So we're going to have you doing announcements this morning. You'll be able to read it off for the person to come forth. So while she's reading it off, let us tune in while she read it off.
John Shepherd AME Church, congratulations. Lareen McDaniel, Outstanding Service 2026, Pastor Willie White.
Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's give her a hand clap of praise. Amen. 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 Thank you, JC. Bless you. Bless you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. She worked Vacation Bible School this year. Then she pivoted to do the enrichment class this year. And she just like Pastor White, just everywhere. Amen. Amen. All with the 9th Episcopal District. And she's also with the Dothan Youth Follow District and with the Southeast Conference. So she's just connectional. And you see the civic works that she's able to do across the board. What my picture? Hold on, let me get in with you. The time Pastor White be having. Amen. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. So we're preparing for a whole lot of. Amen. Let's give Sister Matthews, Yvette Matthew, a hand clap of praise. She fought through to make it to church this morning. Just coming in from Birmingham, Alabama, off surgery, right? Knee replacement surgery here in our church this morning. Come on, y'all, let's clap for Sister Matthew. She's in the bike, she's coming in. I don't know if you're too early. You okay? All right, now. You don't know. She, all right. Amen. She all right. I guess she knows. All right, amen. All right. Love you all. Thank you all. Thank you all for everything. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. Let's go. On tomorrow night, we need all of our members to be prepared for tomorrow night at 6:30. We need to be here by 6:30, 6:45, preparing for the revival. The revival is going to start at 7 o'clock p.m., and we're going to have a wonderful time in the Lord. So Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday is our annual revival. We need all of our members to be here. It's our revival. It's good to invite other people to come to your revival. That's good. But a revival is for that local church. So God has a word for us. God has a specific target word for John's Chapel these 3 days. Okay? So make sure that we're here to hear the word, receive the word, and we're going to practice the word. So we need to come with the spirit of expectations, come excited, come with faith, ready to celebrate in who God is. We've been pouring out all year long. Now it's time for God to pour in us, so that we can exit the revival and remain practical Christians. So let's get ready for the revival. We're going to start Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Reverend Eddie Thomas will be here along with several people throughout the city. So the Community Mass Choir will kick us off. Their choir will sing on tomorrow night. And then we have other choirs for Tuesday and Wednesday. Our choir will participate Tuesday and Wednesday. That will make room for our choir to participate also. Each one bring one. Reach and grab a family member, friend, bring them to the revival. Make sure that we're able to bring a family member to the revival. If you really want to be blessed, bring an enemy. Amen. Don't tell them that, you know, you're my enemy. I'm bringing you to the revival, you know. But if you really want to be blessed, the Bible says he prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies, you know. Just say, come and ride with me, you know. I want you to go somewhere with me, you know. You know, take them down there and get them a chicken box first. And then say, come on, let's go to revival. All right, so come on to the revival. Come on to the revival. We have a great time in the Lord. So Brother Brown, Sister Sean, they're preparing for Men and Women's Day. We have word? Yeah. All right, come on, Sister Sean and Brother Brown. They're going to talk to us about Men and Women's Day. It's coming up ASAP. ASAP. Okay, thank you all. Thank you all.
Tonight doing morning service, and we ask y'all to come out and just have a wonderful time enjoying the Lord and do what the things that the Lord wants us to do in Jesus' name.
Amen. Sister Sean said we are celebrating Men and Women's Day doing regular services on the night that morning, and we'll talk about the kitchen later is whether or not we're going to have a dinner. But we're trying to get ready to pay our budget. It's due. And we all been AME long enough to know what that is. It's due, and we just in the process of purchasing our last air-conditioned HVAC system, and that's over $11,000, just that system. Now, we need you to give liberally. I think we asked for $100 from each member, and we use this money for Men and Women's Day towards our budget. And once we pay for the air conditioner, and that once we pay our budget, that will deplete at least half, if not more, of our funds. So we need to build back up. And it feels good in here. We're not fanning as much, so now it's time to do our part in making sure God's work continues to be done. So again, get ready in celebration of Men and Women's Day. We'll have a good program, and we look forward to having everyone out. And that's going to be on August the 9th, second Sunday, and doing regular services. So please come out and participate.
Thank you all. Come on, y'all, let's get them a hand clap of praise. Amen. And prayer for our Men and Women Day, second Sunday in the month of August, morning service. And you know, we're asking, as he stated, you know, $100 per member, and they're prepared to give, not grudgingly, nor necessity, for we know that God loves a cheerful giver. All right, so our colors are black and gold, black and gold, black and gold, black and gold. On the second Sunday, black and gold, black and gold. We're gonna wear black and gold. Yeah, black and gold, black and gold. We're going to wear black and gold, black and gold. Amen. So the men, you know how we look in black and gold. Y'all know how we look. We look nice in black and gold. So we have about 20 men here today. Each one bring one. So we at least have 50 men for Men and Women's Day. So our goal is 50. We at least have 50. That's easy. So we need at least 50 men here so we can win the trophy as having the most men in the church, because the women going to have about 15 women doing women celebration. So we should win that trophy, okay? Because, men, you know, we lead, okay? We're leaders, okay? We're going to take that challenge as being leaders. We're going to win that trophy as having the most men in the church. How many men? We can do at least 50. We're not going under 50. We got to have at least, Brother Lee, you hear me? We got to have at least 50. You can bring at least 10 men. You know 10 here in Enterprise. So we're going to have to work it. Jeremiah, work your friends. We need all the men to come and be a part of our Men Day celebration. And then after that, we're going to have each individual who invite the most people will receive a trophy. We're going to give away two trophies. The women, if they have more women here than men, they get that trophy. Now, if the individual invite the most individuals to Men and Women Day, that individual get a trophy. Okay? All right. So we're going to work it. We're going to be competitive. We're going to have competition done in the right spirit. And competition done in the right spirit is good. Amen. Competition done in the right spirit is good. Paul said, we all run the race, but only one gets the reward. So they always competed in the Bible, but they always competed in the right spirit. You know, after competition is over, don't get mad because we won. And I would not get mad because you all won, amen? So we just celebrate together and say, at the end of the day, Jesus won, right? Amen, amen, all right. We ready. That's it? Yes. All right, let's go. No noonday Bible study. We get ready for a revival. Now let's get ready. Immediately after service, we will have our birthday celebration in the fellowship hall. And meet after our birthday celebration at the fellowship hall. And then we will have our new membership class for the ones that need to go through membership class in the GD room. All right, who is that? Okay, all right, come on, ushers. All right, let's prepare and I give him. Repeat after me, when I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. All right, let us stand all over the church. Let us come around and give, not grudgingly nor necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver.
The wind, the power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. awesome God. He reigned from heaven above with wisdom, power, and woe. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigned from heaven above with wisdom, power and love. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. With wisdom, power and love, our God is an awesome God.
Okay, ready.
I feel like praising,
praising him.
Oh, I feel like praising,
praising him.
You are the
praising in the morning, praising.
Anybody feel like praise? Oh, I feel like praise. Don't hinder me. Oh, if you don't want to praise, don't hinder me. Yeah, you are a praising in the morning, praising him all day long. Oh, I feel like praising, praising him.
Praise him all day long.
Oh, I feel like
praising him.
I feel like praising, let's
praise him.
Let's praise him.
Praise him.
Let's praise him.
Praise him.
Anybody wanna praise him?
Praise him.
Anybody wanna praise him?
Praise him.
I feel like praising.
Praise him.
I feel like praising.
Praise him.
Praise
him. Put your hands together.
Like praise him.
Praise him. Everybody.
Like praise him.
Praise him.
I feel like praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him. Anybody feel like praising him? Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him. Praising him.
Oh, oh, I feel like praising him. Praising him.
Oh, oh, I feel like praising him. Praising him. Yeah.
Like
praising
him.
Anybody
got a
like
bird.
Praising him.
Hey, praise him.
Praising him.
Hey, praise him.
Praising him.
Hey, 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 praise him.
Praising him.
Hey, 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 praise him.
Praising him.
Come on and bless the Lord one more time. Come on and bless the Lord one more time. He's worthy to be praised, and he's worthy of our praise this morning. I feel like praising the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. You are our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, choir, for that wonderful reminder that we ought to praise the Lord. And you will feel much better when you start praising God. Amen? Amen. 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 Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Good to see you. Good to see you. Hello. Hello. How you doing? The Rich family. Everybody doing well? Can I give you all a spoonful of sugar? Good to see you. Good to see you. What a joy. Amen. To be in the house of the living God one more time. Amen. Thank God for you. And we are so excited about what the Lord is doing here in our community, as well as in our city, as well as in our county. Continue to pray and seek the face of God. All right, this is 11:45. We read the scripture, 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 13. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. You have the 3 points. You have your 3 points printed in the back of your bulletin, page 8. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 13. So Sister Denby, Dr. Denby, along with the Housing Authority area, we say thank you all for collaborating with us, or us collaborating with you all. Great job. We got that done with the socks. We're going to continue to work with her and her department get ready for, I guess, the second half of school. Sock it to them, Jesus. Sock it to them, Jesus, okay? We'll try to put together another run of passing our socks to our babies throughout the city of Enterprise, okay? Thank you for that. Also want to say to, Dr. Archie, how are you? Good. Thank you. Great job. Congratulations to you for winning your $10,000. Amen. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's bless the Lord for her. Amen. 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 So 10,000 plus 5,000, what is that? That's $15,000. I'm right? I'm wrong. I'm wrong. Okay, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. It was 10,000. Okay. Right. Where I get the 5,000 from? It's coming. Okay, amen. That's what I'm talking about. Lord have mercy. Amen. Let's give her another hand clap of praise for operating in faith in Jesus' name. I know that's right. The prophet has spoken and the prophetess has confirmed. Amen. Thank you all. We have a lot of things taking place in our church. Sister Alexis is now making a transition from her job to a promotion on her job. Amen. Let's give her a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. So I know about them two there. So we're making major progress within our church as well as within our city. So let's continue to pray and seek the face of God. All right, so let's go. We're going to try to get out before 12. I said try. Somebody shout try. Right, no, never notice. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 13, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Okay? Quickly using for a subject this morning, but God. Amen. Can you shout back at the pulpit, but God?
But God.
Come on, say it like you really mean it. Come on, voices of thunder.
But God.
But God. You ought to have a but God moment. Amen. But God.
Yeah.
Thank you, men. Thank you, a musician. Come on, bless the Lord quickly for our musician, for the men singing. But God. No. Never notice. Put it on Facebook, social media platform, real quick. No, never notice that one verse. In school, good days, not being defiant, not spending time in timeout, or in the principal office, being good, you know. They taught us about conjunctions, right? Yeah, y'all gonna have to help me now, you know. Amen. Educators, y'all smiling too. Okay, good. They taught us in elementary school, middle school, high school, that conjunctions are designed to bring words together, phrases together, sentences together, conjunctions are like a bridge. They're able to connect things together. Some of the common conjunctions are and, are, but.
Yeah, I heard you. Don't y'all give me no more. Let me see. Nor. Yeah, that's a hard one. Nor. Okay.
Or you have a choice. The conjunction or indicates you have a choice. Nor is a negative conjunction connecting two phrases or two ideas. And is a conjunction that talks about adding. And. But is a conjunction that will shift the conversation in another direction.
I like school. I love school. I love school. Conjunctions are designed to connect and bring things together. The conjunction that we are highlighting this morning is but. And we just learned the conjunction but is designed to shift things in a different direction.
In our text this morning, Paul is trying to help the church to overcome some difficulties, some major shifting, some struggles in their lives, trying to help them to overcome some hills, some mountains, and some valleys. He's trying to give them the ability as well as the strength to fight through these rainy days, these pouring days, these dark days, and doom days in their lives. So we see Paul in the text is trying to highlight in the lives of the believers a but God moment. Paul is saying to the church, no matter what has happened in your past, but God. Paul is saying in the text, no matter what is taking place in the present, you have to understand the conjunction but, and what's tied to the conjunction is God. He's trying to encourage the believers to keep the faith. I love in chapter 10, verse 13, how Paul has declared in the text, there hath no temptation taken you but such as coming to man. Point number one this morning, as we highlight concerning but God. No. Paul declared, no temptation taken to you but such as coming to man. No. Paul is declaring to the believers, all of us go through some things. You are not on an island by yourself. He's saying, as believers, your salvific call, your salvation, or your relationship with God does not exempt you from not experiencing temptation, trials, and tribulations in this life. Paul is declaring and decreeing in the text, the people who have went before us, they have already experienced what you and I are going through. He's saying in the text that your tears are not brand new tears. Somebody else have already cried them tears. Your story is not a brand new story. Somebody else has already written that book.
Lord, have mercy.
So Paul's saying in the text, you got to understand that you're not the only one who experiences some difficulties, some hardships in this life. But I thank God for Paul in the text showing us how vital it is for us to continue to read God's word, because you'll see that temptation will come. Temptation is not a sin. It's what you do with temptation, because Jesus was tempted, but he never sinned. All the disciples who had a connection with God went through temptation. Peter was tempted. David was tempted. Joseph was tempted. It doesn't matter what we go through in the midst of what we're going through. Don't yield to temptation. You stay focused on who God is and let God strengthen you in the midst of your trials and your tribulation. God is stronger than your temptation. That's what you have to declare and decree from within. Yes, it's strong, but God is stronger. Yes, it's difficult, but God is my helper. Yes, I'm going through some hell and high water, but God is my safety net. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify that the God that you serve, he will make a way for you. He will bring you out. He will supply your every need. Paul teaching us in the text that temptation is real. That boxer was going through it, round after round, going back into his corner, and his trainer kept telling him, keep on fighting. You go back out there. That bomb barely hitting you. The next round, he come back, eyes all beat up, bloody, and the trainer said, go on back out there. Your opponent, he barely touching you. The next round, he come back to the corner, and then the trainer tell him, said, go on back out there. Man, you're doing a fantastic job, an outstanding job. And the boxer said, hold up. You need to watch the referee, because somebody in that ring, they beat me down. Lord have mercy. In spite of the kind words that the trainer was saying, the boxer, amen, realized that realness was taking place inside the ring. Paul in the text is teaching the church words, amen. They are kind, but the reality is I'm going through some valleys. I'm going through some struggles. I'm going through some temptation. And a lot of times you have to be careful with church words, because church words can fix, but church words can't heal. Lord have mercy. And we serve a God that doesn't fix things. God, amen, amen, doesn't patch things, but God will fix things. That's the type of God that we serve this morning. He's not in the patching business, but God is in the fixing business. Is there anybody in him this morning who can testify that God will fix some things, that God has fixed you? You were messed up from the flow up, but because you turn it over to God and realize that God has the ability to strengthen you where you're weak and to build you up where you're torn down. Instead of throwing in the towel, you stayed on bending knees and you told God about it, and God strengthened you in the midnight hour, and God wiped those tears from your weeping eyes. So now God, using this prophet, he said, no temptation taking you such as coming to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. Point number two is never. Never forget God is faithful. Paul now is shifting from the real of temptation to relying on God. He's shifting from dealing with temptation to now showing the church how to rely on God. Lord have mercy. At this point, Paul now is in the process of erasing their past by using two words within the text, but God. He's rewriting their story with two words, but God. But God is faithful. He's telling the church, stay connected to God. Because God was faithful yesterday. God is faithful today. And God will be faithful on tomorrow. He's telling the church, you cannot disconnect yourself from God. Because of this but God moment, you have to realize that God is still faithful. He's telling the church, let me rewrite your story. He said, God is faithful. Not the person that's sitting beside you, but God is faithful. Not mama and daddy, but God is faithful. Not your co-worker, not your colleague, not the pastor, not the bishop, but God is. Paul in the text, he's shifting from, amen, relying on people to relying on God, because he realized that people will shift on you. People will change on you, but not the God that we serve. He said, I never leave you, nor will I forsake you. God said, I'll be there through the thick and the thin. As long as you're on the top of the mountain, people will be there with you and celebrate with you. But as long as you hit a rock in the road, as long as you hit a pothole in the road, as long as you go through your valleys, you'll find yourself alone crying in the midnight hour. But God will be right there with you. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify that he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you? Go ahead and cry. Shed a tear or two, but weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That woman prayed every day, thanking God for her food, and thanking God for making a way for her. She lived beside the atheist. And when she went to work, the atheist said, I'm going to prove to her that her God is not real. He broke in her house, went to that local grocery store and brought some food, put it all in her house, hid out in the closet. So when the woman got back from her workplace, got in the house and saw the chicken and the rice and the potatoes, she started praising God. And the man jumped out of the closet and said, I told you that your God wasn't real, because I was the one who went to the local store and purchased all of that food. It wasn't God, it was me. And that woman paused and began to shout glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She said, God, I thank you for using this food to supply my food. Won't God do it? Won't the Lord make a way? Won't God use a food in order to supply your food? Don't worry about how the blessing got there. You just thank God for the blessing. Never forget, God is faithful. Then he said, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Point number three is notice. Notice the way of escape. Notice the way of escape. God will make a way. Point number three. Notice the way of escape. God will make a way. Paul said, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. He declared that God has not removed the temptation. The temptation is still there, but God will give you the strength to make it through it. God can remove the temptation, but God has not removed the temptation. God will give you the strength, the skills, and the ability to make it through it. Number three, Brother Simmons, Point three. Notice the way of escape. And when God give you a way of escape, you have to take that way of escape. Don't pray for a way of escape and stay stuck. Lord have mercy. Write that down. Do not pray for a way of escape and remain stuck. When God opened up a door for you, it's going to bring you out of your comfort zone. But you have to understand that I just prayed for a way of escape. And I have to be in tune and in touch with the Holy Spirit to make sure that this is a way of escape. Because the text says the temptation is still there, but God gave them the strength to what? Bear it. He didn't move it. They had to go through it. Your big screen TV. You had that little kid at the grocery store looking at a piece of candy or looking at a product, sweating bullets. And the clerk said, I see you trying to steal that piece of candy. And the baby said, I'm not trying to steal the piece of candy. I'm trying to keep myself from stealing this piece of candy. Okay? The baby said, I'm not trying to steal the piece of candy. I'm trying to keep myself from stealing the piece of candy.
y'all missed it.
In other words, I'm fighting through the temptation. Lord have mercy. That's trying to pull me to take the candy. God has given me the strength not to take the candy, Lord have mercy. But the candy is still here in my hand. That's how it is in life. God will give you the strength, the ability to be able to go through the storms that you're going through. Here's your hot dog moment. When temptation comes, you got to declare and decree this week, hot dog moment is, but God, when you are going through your difficulties this week, you ought to declare and decree this morning, but God, when things shift on you for the worse, you declare and decree, but God. When it seems like you got more bills than money, you ought to declare and decree, but God. I know folk are getting on your last nerve, on your job. You ought to walk on that job on Monday morning, declare and decree, but God. I know your children, Lord have mercy, are about to make you cancel them, but you got to declare and decree, but God. God is able to give you a way of escape. And when the Lord has given you a way of escape, he's worthy to be praised. That's why we sing the song of old, this joy that I have. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Oh, church of the living God, I'm glad this morning that the Lord has given me a but God moment. He woke me up this morning. He clothed me and kept me in my right mind. The Lord, he's been good to me. He woke me up. He paid the rent. He paid the mortgage. He paid the car note. The Lord, he's been good to you. He saved your soul. He's a good God. He's a kind God. He's a righteous God. Yes, but God, they hung him high. They stretched him wide. He hung his head. For me, he died. That's not how the story ends. 3 days later, but God. 3 days later, but God. 3 days later, but God. He rose again with all power. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Hey, hey, hey.
Amen. He got up. Say yes. Say yes.
But God, no, never noticed. You have to experience a but God moment. Being able to understand that the God that you serve, he's right there with you. You're not alone. You're not on an island by yourself. God is right there with you. Maybe you're here this morning and you're going through your personal storm and you want to come and say, God, I need you. I need your anointing. I need a touch from you. I need you to help me to make it through this valley. I need your strength, God, to get through this temptation, get through these trials, and get through the tribulations. Your tears are someone else's tears. Your story is someone else's story. But you can erase that story this morning by bracing that but God moment. All you have to do is say, come, God, I come to you, I turn it over to you. And he erased it. Maybe here this morning, you saved and sanctified and have a relationship with the Lord. But you want to come and be a part of John Chapel Avenue Church? Come through Christian Experience. Come through Church Letter. Come because the Lord is calling you to come to be a part of what he's blessing. He has given you a way of escape. So you can grow in the Lord. You'll be able to exercise your gifts. Be able to do what God has called you to do. Come on, let us stand all over the church. This is your opportunity to come. Come, come.
This joy come. That I have.
Come, 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 come.
The world come. To
come
me.
Quickly. Come, come.
Oh,
come, make haste.
This
come.
Joy
come quickly.
That I
come.
Have.
Come.
The world in
come,
come. To me.
Come on, come, come.
Oh, this joy that I have.
Come, come. Come. You say, but you search for a church home. Come on, come, come. This is out to the come. Come. Don't put out what you can do right now. Come. Come. We don't know what tomorrow holds. Come on, come. Come. Come, we'll love to have you. Come.
This.
Come. Come and give me your right hand of fellowship. We'll love to have you. Come on, come. Come, 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 come. Come. You're smiling, I'm smiling. Come, come, come. Come.
That I have, the world and gave it to me. Oh, this is peace that I have. Oh, the world and gave it to me. Oh, the world and they gave it. The world can take it away.
Amen. Keep singing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for our members at your altar. We pray, God, right now for them as they come seeking your face. So seeking you shall find. Asking it shall be given. Knocking the door shall be opened. We pray, God, that thine the Lord will give them the desires of their hearts as they intercede on behalf of loved ones and family members and friends. We pray, God, that I will honor their request. Now, God, as they seek you on an individual level, pray, God, for your healing touch upon them. Remove anxiety, remove stress, panic attacks, and depression. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Show them, God, that with you all things are possible. We thank you, God, for giving them the strength to bear it. Giving them the power to make it through. We thank you for being with them. Now, God, we thank you for this wonderful worship experience. But God, thank you for this but God moment.
We give you the praises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless your family.
Nobody but Jesus, he's my burden bearer. Jesus, he's my heart regulator. Jesus, 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 Jesus. This joy that I have,
let us stand.
The world to me, oh, this joy that I have, the world has given to me, oh, this joy that I have, oh, the world has given to me, oh, the world has given, the world
bless you. Father, we thank you for your glory. Thank you, God, for your power. Thank you, God, for your anointing. Thank you, God, for your people. But God. Know what the doctors have declared. But God. Know my situation back at home. But God. I know what I got to face on Monday morning on that job. But God. I know what I got to deal with going back to school. But God. Thank you, God, for helping me. Thank you, God, for strengthening me. I can bear. We can bear. Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, root, abide with the side of us from henceforth forevermore. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray, let every heart sing.
May God be with you.
Good day.